Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Get your kicks on Route 66. All right.
And that's what we're here promoting this morning on Rosie on the House, out at the Sale 66 celebration at Sanderson Ford. And we're being joined now by special guest, Mr. Al McCoy of the Phoenix Suns. Mr. McCoy, we kind of caught you at a busy time of year to show up on a Saturday morning. Thank you for arriving.
Well, it's great to be here. And, of course, the playoffs are around the corner. And for the Suns, it all starts tomorrow. But happy to be here with you, Rosie.
Oh, man. Well, go Suns. We're looking forward to a great playoff for sure. Al, now you've been in Arizona a long time. Have you been able to compile a favorite Route 66 memory or story?
Well, I'll tell you, mine's a little bit different probably because going back many years in my career, I'm a piano player, and I was working with a lot of dance bands back in the Midwest, playing ballrooms, so on and so forth. And at that time, when I was playing with these bands, one of the favorite tunes that I liked was Route 66. And it was one of the ones that the whole band on certain occasions would sing. And one of my favorite lines at that time was, "Get your kicks on Route 66. And I guess now we can change that to say, "Get your fix on Sale 66.
Thanks.
Sanderson Ford." So I always knew the tune. And then eventually when I came out to Arizona, found out where Route 66 really was and had an opportunity to drive on it and go to Williams, Arizona. I know Rod's Steakhouse up there is still there. So Route 66 meant a lot to me. It was a fun thing to sing about and talk about.
I think it's a fun sale that Sanderson's put together here for some lucky winner to be able to get up there and see it in a way that they may never have a chance to see it before. We've arranged for the lodging. We've arranged for that beautiful Mustang out in the showroom is going to be their car for 4 days. And we've arranged state park passes so they can go the whole route and see several state parks as well as other museums and interesting things. But I can't get Al McCoy on the show without giving us a prediction for the playoffs. What does it look like for our Suns this year?
Well, you know, the Suns have had such a fabulous year. The second best record, 51 wins on the season, second best record in all of the league. They had the best road record of any team in the entire NBA. And as you know, things can happen any way when you get to the playoffs. So right now, as I said, it's been such a fantastic year for the Suns. Whatever happens in the playoffs, I guess it's just the icing on the cake. Now, obviously, it's the Lakers that are going to provide the opposition starting tomorrow. And I think anybody that's followed the Suns through the years know that there's been something between these two teams forever through the years. And I'm sure we're going to see that type of competitive action starting tomorrow at the Suns Arena downtown. But it's been a great year, Rosie. It really has.
The Lakers have always given me a little rash, but so have the Spurs.
Well, I don't even like to talk about the San Antonio Spurs anymore. They have two. In fact, we could go back to 1 year when a little altercation meant that the Suns had two of their great players suspended in an important playoff game, and fans still feel that was the difference in the Suns winning or losing. But we don't want to forget the fact that the Suns have actually been to the NBA Finals twice. And ironically, both times, the first time was way back in 1976 against Boston. The second time was in 93 against Chicago. And, Rosie, in both of those series, there were triple overtime games, the only time in the history of the entire NBA. And probably that was, I'd have to list that as maybe the highlight of my career, being able to broadcast those triple overtime games in the NBA Finals. But it's going to be great, and hopefully maybe we can see that duplicated this year. We'll see.
Well, with all the road miles you're going to compile over the next week or 10 days, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come out and join us here this morning at Sanderson Ford. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, and as I said, I like that, to get your kicks on Route 66 and get your fix right here on Sale 66 at Sanderson Ford. It's great. Great to be with you.
we've both been spokespersons for Sanderson Ford for a long time. I've shopped here for years and years and years, and I send all my family here, and I know you do as well.
Yes. Well, it's one of the finest organizations. David Kimberly and his staff are people that you just like to go to coffee with or have a good time with, and they're just the greatest organization in the automobile business in the country, and it's a pleasure just to be associated with them.
Now, I know you're a fabulous piano player. Did singing ever play a part in that?
Probably early in my career, I might have sung a few tunes, Rosie.
Can we hear a bar or two of Route 66?
Well, as I said, my favorite line was, "Get your kicks on Route 66.
Now look,
that's about it.
Now, you're only going to get Al McCoy singing, listening, Saturday mornings to Rosie on the House. So we're glad you're tuned in. But I can't encourage you enough to tune in on your car radio as you're driving over to Sanderson Ford this morning, because you're going to want to get your name in to this fishbowl. And if you're a subscriber to our newsletter, there was a specific entry coupon you could fill out. Those coupons are going to go in a completely separate fishbowl. So you'll stand the chance, as a Rosie on the House newsletter subscriber, an increased chance of winning a staycation right here at Sanderson Ford this morning for the Route 66 sale. It's only happening here.